Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. It was just a few short weeks ago that we reported about the new Smart Choices labeling program and called into question just how smart could the program be if Fruit Loops made the grade. Well, it looks like pressure from Richard Blumenthal, the Connecticut Attorney General, called into question the entire program and called for companies to pull out. Anytime sugar cereals like Fruit Loops and fat-heavy products like mayonnaise are labeled smart choices to fool the consumer the food is a healthy food choice, someone needs to question it. According to the article, the FDA, whose motivation is always questionable, did send a letter of concern that the Smart Choice label, which is prominently placed on the front of the packaging, could lead consumers to choose highly processed foods over healthier foods. Some companies have pulled out of the program until the FDA decides what qualifies as a Smart Choice food. Kellogg's, however, the manufacturer of Fruit Loops, said it would maintain ties to the Smart Choice program. Of particular interest was the fact that the senior vice president of Kellogg's is actually on the Smart Choice program's board. I wonder if there's any connection between his role on the board and Fruit Loops qualifying as a smart food. Well, we would just be remiss if we didn't bring something flu-related to the news, since this may be the biggest story of the year. According to a press release that appeared on orthomolecular.org, a survey in the British Medical Journal reported that more than half of the healthcare workers in Hong Kong were not willing to be vaccinated with the flu vaccine. Add to that, the story reported that neurologists in the United Kingdom were being warned to be on the lookout for increased cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome as a result of the flu vaccine, and you can see why the public for the first time is questioning the safety and efficacy of this entire flu vaccine push. Even Fox News, the ultra-conservative news station in the U.S., found that 51% of respondents to a survey that it conducted thought the vaccine carried a greater health risk than the flu itself. The article points out that power and profits may be the total motivation behind this big flu vaccination push, especially since the vaccine has not been subjected to adequate safety testing. The article goes on to recommend that you should speak with your doctor, get their opinion, and then make your own decision. I think that is good advice, and I'll make sure to call my chiropractor tomorrow. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how the amount of food you eat will determine how long you live, and how the size of your thighs may determine your likelihood of having a heart attack.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
According to Science Magazine, caloric restriction, the practice of cutting back on calories but not to the extent of causing malnutrition, is the only health intervention consistently shown to improve the length of life of all species studied. The problem is that up until now, few studies actually looked at humans or primates. Well, a 20-year study of caloric restriction revealed that those primates that reduced their caloric intake by 30% actually showed less age-related diseases, including diabetes, 42%, cancer, 50%, and cardiovascular disease, 50%. It was also noted that those following a caloric-restricted diet had less loss of muscle mass as they got older, An interesting additional finding was that those following a restricted caloric diet lost less gray matter in their brain. Of course, the restricted caloric diet focused on nutrient-rich foods, and that may turn out to be of much greater significance than the caloric restriction by itself. And this last story may surprise you. According to the British Medical Journal, thigh circumference may be a good predictor of heart disease. The interesting part is that the smaller the thigh, the greater the risk. Most people would think just the opposite, but the real issue is muscle mass. The less muscle mass you have, the smaller the thigh, and there is usually a correlation between small thigh circumference and inactivity. Inactivity is always a risk factor for heart disease. Of course, there was a threshold, whereas the thigh got larger, there was no increased risk reduction. People have a tendency to relate large thighs with fat thighs, which, although of concern in this study, was not a factor. High thigh circumference combined with high body fat is certainly an increased heart disease risk. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Koalas and primates are the only animals with unique fingerprints. Humans, apes, and koalas are unique in the animal kingdom due to the tiny prints on the fingers of their hands. Studies on primates have suggested that even cloned individuals have unique fingerprints. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.